This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
A lot of us thought he was going to go with the Rams at some point. They were looking for a corner. He had been there. You heard Sean McVay said that was certainly a possibility. This is another sort of like interesting move by Pittsburgh. You know, they obviously acquired DK Metcalf, gave up second-round pick, $30 million, 41-year-old quarterback. So this is an all-in move, very atypical of Pittsburgh, very intriguing. Look, Aaron Rodgers, to me, is still the third-best current quarterback in the AFC North behind Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Very interesting move by the Steelers. Maybe they could get a good year or two out of Jalen Ramsey, help to defend those great offenses.
That is Mike Tannenbaum on the Steelers-Dolphins trade that went down yesterday. As I was just saying a little while ago, first thing I heard was, boy, Steelers traded for Jalen Ramsey. Okay, totally get it. Then, hours later, find out, wait a minute, they gave back Micah Fitzpatrick? I didn't love that. But now that I think about it, I understand what the Steelers are doing. And I understand what the Dolphins are doing. I think it actually makes sense for both teams why they did this trade. But I figured I'd get my buddy Tim Benn's opinion on this and break it all down for us. Plus, the Sabres, of course, brought in a couple of players through a trade from the Pittsburgh Penguins. So Tim Benz joins me on the Wester Hotline right now. What's going on, buddy? Happy summer to you, I guess.
Good talking to you again, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've had an eventful summer, an eventful last few weeks, so it's good to talk to you.
Yep, back from Italy from the honeymoon and got married. So
love it.
Definitely been an eventful summer. Aaron Rodgers signed while I was in Florence. So, you know, I banged out a column and filed that on the plane over the Atlantic just to make sure I had something ready to go when that eventuality did occur, and it did. So get back to the hotel room, give it a once-over, make sure everything still holds, and, you know, I guess that's planning ahead. You got to do that in our business these days.
You got it. I'll be in Italy. We'll be in Italy a week from tomorrow for 10 days, and I want to make sure you're okay saying you got married. I want to congratulate you on the air. So awesome, man. Congratulations, you guys. That's super cool. How was Italy for you?
It was great. We did about 2 or 3 days in Rome, Florence, Venice, and eventually the Lake Como region. I got in there before Bezos' wedding took over the whole world. So, you know, in Venice. So that was good timing on our part, but it was great. I think if I were to go back again, maybe I'd go back in the other direction and head south instead of heading north just to see something different. But, yeah, if you told me I could do those 12 days over again, I absolutely would. It was fantastic.
Tim Benz on the Wester Hotline. The Steelers and Dolphins make a big trade, and of course the Sabres make a trade with the Penguins. All right, what's been the response and the reaction? Because I think the initial thought was, okay, getting Jalen Ramsey, and then you're like, wait a minute, we give up Minkah Fitzpatrick? Now that the dust has settled, why did the Steelers do this, and what is how does it kind of hit for you in Pittsburgh and for fans over there?
Well, why they did it, I think, was they got themselves a guy who can help outside on the corner if Darius Slay or Joey Porter Jr. should go down. They got a guy who might be better than those two anyway. You know, this might be a situation where, depending on how camp goes and how Jalen Ramsey really works out, you know, we might see a situation where he's the starter on the outside, and then when they go to three corners, he goes inside or kind of takes over the Minkah Fitzpatrick deep middle role and sort of hybrids that job. That could happen. I think, you know, Minkah was here to make big plays. He made a ton of big plays when he first got here. The big plays evaporated. Now, to be fair, you know, Jalen Ramsey only had two interceptions himself last year. So, you know, it's sort of you swap out one guy for another guy who's in a similar situation, but corners are harder to find than safeties. And I think they're kind of tired of having a safety hammered in the back third of the defense all the time to take away the deep ball and play center field. And maybe they're experimenting now with the concept of, maybe we just cover better with our corners and let our safeties make plays. That's a novel concept. I think that's where their head is right now.
It seems to me, Tim, that really this is all about going all in on 2025, right? I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers says right now it's going to be his last year. He alludes to that. We don't know. We'll see if that's the case. We know he's older anyway. You have T.J. Watt, who's getting a little bit older. He's got the contract situation. You have Cam Hayward, who may be playing his last season. You go out and get Jalen Ramsey, D.K. Metcalf. It feels to me, from the outside looking in, this is a we're going all in on 2025 swing, and let's see what happens after that for the Steelers.
I think that might be their mentality, but I don't necessarily know if this move says that, like, because they are subtracting a piece to get two pieces. Mm-hmm. If anything, you can extrapolate that the Jonnu Smith angle might be part of that because he's the quote unquote extra player in this deal. Like, yes, they are going out and getting Jalen Ramsey, but they're giving up Minkah to do it. So I understand why people are framing it that way. Is Jonnu Smith the kind of guy where you say, well, that's an all-in move? Not really to me, because that might just be their way to pacify people for a little while, or saying, hey, you still don't have a second receiver because you haven't replaced Pickens. You know, I don't know how you can quantify the theory that it's an all-in move if Jonnu Smith is replacement for George Pickens. So I think it's a different view of how they want to play defense. And quite honestly, it might be their version of their best answer of how do they approach the passing game if they're not going to get a legit number two to complement DK Metcalf. And they learned their lesson last year that those guys are easier to talk about than they are to actually acquire. They did this dance all of last year when they're trying to replace Diontae Johnson and find a number two to Pickens. Now it's about replacing Pickens and finding a number two to DK.
Tim Benz on the Wester Hotline. Breakfast with Benz at Trib Sports. Steelers pregame host, DVE Radio as well. All right, so the tight end position is very interesting now. Freiermuth's a good player. How does all this work with Arthur Smith's offense with both these guys? And by the way, I'm asking you not only from a real football perspective, but fantasy football perspective.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure that out. I mean, obviously, Jonnu Smith is a favorite of Arthur Smith. This is the third time that he's had him. He has spoken positively of him in moments where just kind of tight end conversation has come up. You know, we know what he thinks of him. From a fantasy perspective, it'll be interesting to see how often they try to throw the ball into the end zone to any one of their three big targets now. Or, you know, when they get into the red zone, what about Caleb Johnson? He's a little bit of a wild card as well, because we don't know what he's going to bring as far as a running back in goal line situations. You know, the hope is that he works out better than Najee Harris. The hope is they get to the red zone more often than they did last year. I would think that You would have Aaron Rodgers, who's more inclined to throw to guys. He's never been a huge tight end target guy from a fantasy perspective. If you have Rodgers as your QB, he's had good, not great tight ends a lot of times in his career. So I really don't know. Freiermuth is a good pass catcher. I thought he had kind of a rough end, a rougher than normal end to his 2024. But I think most of the targets are still going to be pumped to DK, and then we'll see if they try to make another addition. Maybe you can tell me what you think Gabe Davis still has left, because that's the one name we keep hearing over and over again as a potential wide receiver add. But even if they do add him, is he anything better than the third or fourth target in that offense anyway?
You know, I've always thought Gabe Davis would be kind of a perfect fit for a Mike Tomlin type of team. He's a guy that you don't want to take off the field because he blocks very well. So he's going to be involved in the run game and the pass game. He hardly left the field in Buffalo. He was always their number one guy when it came to snap count and percentages. However, he did fail his physical in Jacksonville. That's part of the reason why he was released. And that's why I think, Tim, he hasn't signed anywhere yet, because maybe he just can't get completely healthy. And the way he plays with his style, I just wonder what that's done to his body at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Jonnu Smith may not be the greatest blocker in the world, but, you know, he's going to be better at it than Calvin Austin if they're going to, two tight ends and 13 personnel a bunch. I think they led the league in that last year when the other tight end was Mykole Pruitt. And obviously, Jonnu Smith is more of a threat. Boy, he did.
Oh, I think we lost you there, Tim. I'm going to try and reconnect with you real quick. And while we do that, actually, we'll reset with Tim here. Tim Benz on the Wester Hotline. We're going to try and reconnect with Tim real quick. Lost him for a brief moment there. I know he said that he was going through some tunnels maybe today, so that could be a reason why. But as we do that, I will also revisit the Sabres traded for a player from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Connor Timmins. This is a player who has been in the league for the NHL for six seasons. He's played for the Colorado Avalanche, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Arizona Coyotes, and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And now he comes over to Buffalo in a trade for Connor Clifton. Lost you for a moment there, but good time to transition, Tim. Let's talk about the players, the Sabres brought in, Connor Timmins. Tell us a little bit about what the Sabres are getting in this defenseman.
Yeah, he's a guy who, when they acquired him, I don't think anybody thought much at all of the pickup. There's also Connor Dewar, who came along at that same time with the Penguins. And it was a lost season, and I think that the Pens and their fans were just sort of viewing whoever's going to mop up the minutes will do so as the season dragged along. We all knew where Kyle Dubas was going. He was going to pick up future assets, draft picks, to get more draft picks. They actually wound up with 13 picks in the draft. They picked up two additional guys after they had 11 going in. So everything was about the future. But when Timmins got here, he was actually better than advertised, in my opinion. He scored a couple goals that I don't think they anticipated. He was better in front of the net than they anticipated. There is a theory here that, Mike Sullivan liked him a great deal and liked him more, perhaps, than Jack St. Ivany, who's a guy who flashed towards the end of the previous season. And that's why they leveraged him more during his time after the acquisition instead of having St. Ivany up. And this could clear the way for him as well as Clifton coming here. So, although Dubas did speak highly of Clifton, but the short answer is he was better and a little bit more of a bright spot than I think people anticipated to be just a guy to close out the season here in Pittsburgh. And when we saw a move, I went, that's kind of interesting, because they did get a little bit more bang for their buck in the limited time that they had him a year ago.
Yeah, I mean,
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think in Clifton, you're getting a guy who's smaller. You know, he can handle the puck. The Sabres wanted to get bigger. They wanted to get they wanted to be a little harder to play against. And I think from Lindy Ruff's perspective, Clifton just is a guy that turns over the puck a little bit too much. You know, he's a little bit too loosey-goosey, I think, with the puck. But he can also add a little bit, help out. That is going to be something tremendous. You know, he's not Paul Coffey back there on the blue line, right? But he's a guy that can help you out a little bit and do some things. And you know, he does play pretty big for his size, 5'11", 195. You get a guy back here in Timmins, 6'3", 213. So obviously, you know, a big size difference there. What does the outlook look like for the Penguins, a team that really what we've kind of heard from last trade deadline till now is maybe one of the only teams in the NHL that kind of knows that they're not going to be trying to improve a lot going into next year. And as you said, maybe it's more of a reset year.
Yeah, there's been quite a few of those lately. I'll say one additional thing to your point about the turnovers from Clifton. Regardless of how much he turns it over, he's never going to turn it over as much as Carlson and Letang. So he's always going to be
I love it.
He's going to be no worse than third in that category. Trust me, it'll be hidden by what those guys do because they tend to do it in much more crucial situations and much more blow-up fashion. But anyway, back to your point about like what the outlook for the Penguins is, you know, there were some, myself included, who thought that they might try to thread the needle between complete rebuild and rebuilding on the fly while Sid is still here with all the picks that they acquired starting this season at the trade deadline this past year and going into this draft. But like I said, not only did they go in with 11, they walked away with 13. I can't believe they drafted 13 guys. You know, so they are definitely building for the future and the distant future at that. So, you know, we might see something different today. I guess the prospect exists that they could take their draft choices that they have next year. They got 3 second rounders. I don't think they'll take themselves out of the McKenna sweepstakes, obviously. They'll keep their first. And maybe they parlay some of those picks that they have over the next 2 years to get an offer sheet guy, to get a good prospect that they think is a better fit that perhaps a trading team has soured on, but they'll take a second-round pick for him. Something along those lines. So those are the moves that I would expect over the course of the next week as we get into free agency. I don't think they're going to get multi-year guys, even if they have the cap space. I just think that they're trying to get the pipeline denser with talent coming in from the draft and through the minor leagues so that when Sid eventually does walk away as the last of the big three to retire, the team has a fighting chance to be competitive. And hey, if some of these guys are young and they mature quickly and they happen to be on the same team with a late Crosby, because you know he probably still has one more contract after this one he just extended with the way he's playing, maybe there's a torch passing of sorts somewhere along the way as well.
So this just coming over on the heels of the Steelers-Dolphins trade. It's the Dolphins. How about this? I'm going to read this to you. I don't know if you saw it yet. The Dolphins are finalizing a trade with the Giants for Darren Waller, who will come out of retirement, Tim, to go play for Miami.
Huh. So he's the Jonnu Smith replacement,
yes.
I guess. Then.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah, I know they've got a lot of reconstructing to do themselves in the secondary and you know some of the pieces that they've lost, but now, I was not as high on the Dolphins last year as a lot of other people were. I'm not surprised to have seen that season go the way that it did. You know, again, going back to the Jonnu Smith thing, one thing that I've pointed out here in Pittsburgh, I think that his stats were elevated by the way that offense had to go with Tua's situation, health, and so forth. So, you know, I think that they're getting a good tight end, not a great one. Coming out of retirement for Waller is a head scratcher, but whatever. Good luck to them. I still think that the Buffalo Bills are in very good shape in the AFC East.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We don't talk a lot of baseball, you and I, because you cover a team that, quite frankly, hasn't been very good. But, man, what has gotten into your Pirates? I got to mention, because the Mets, they just crushed the Mets last weekend.
Did you see the New York Post headline?
Oh, dead meat? Was it called dead meat?
Yeah, dead meat, M-E-E-T, because they had a team meeting after losing to the Pirates.
Yes,
18-3 over the course. Now, I understand that. Hey, completely understood. If I'm playing for the Mets, I think it's time for a team meeting after I lose 18-3 to the Pirates over the course of 2 days as well. Just don't go out there and then lose 12-1 the next day.
That's right.
Which is exactly what they did. So, yeah, the New York Post played that perfectly, I thought. And then they ended up blanking the Cardinals again last night. 7-0, and Andrew Heaney, he's been struggling lately, and even he had a good outing and got a no-hitter going into the sixth. A blind squirrel finds a nut occasionally. And they're in that mode right now where you'll see this a couple times during the summer. Like when I was in Italy, when I was on my honeymoon, I saw they won 6 of 8 and then crash back down to reality. They'll win 4 in a row here, then drop 5 of 7. This is just who they are. But Skeens pitches tonight, weather permitting, which might have been part of the issue why we're having difficulty with the line. I was trying to avoid the tunnel, which was backed up all the way to the parkway because there was flooding. You know, we'll see if Skeens can get out there and pitch tonight. But, yeah, he's the only draw on a regular basis, along with fireworks nights at PNC Park.
Well, I got to tell you, as you know, a year ago, I got to see Skeens pitch. We were in Pittsburgh for that, for the Bills and
Steelers. That's
right.
You came in for the preseason game, and he was on the mound. That's right.
Yeah, we went to the game. And I have to tell, by the way, a little PSA here for everybody out there. That weekend, I went to the Roberto Clemente Museum. I actually met somebody who helped run it, and he said, yeah, I'll give you a tour, and I went there. Holy cow. It is actually, Tim, it is one of the best museums I've ever been to. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a good, easy visit. You're not going to have to kill a whole day there,
right,
but you can kill a lot of time. They've got the wine there, too. You know what comes through there all the time whenever they play here is Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder's
really
a big fan and backer of that place. Yeah, I don't think he visited this year when they came through for 2 days to wrap up the tour because he went to Sean Casey's Miracle League on the off day in between. Yeah. But whenever Pearl Jam's in town, he goes there because he's a big baseball fan. And it's in a good part of town. You can head up to Lawrenceville or down to the Strip District from there quite easily. So, yeah, if you're making a trip through and you're doing the ball, if you're a big enough fan to come to a Pirate game just because you want to see PNC Park, then you're probably a big enough fan that you could get something out of the Roberto Clemente Museum as well.
Well, part of the reason I bring it up is the Bills are having a joint practice against the Bears this year, and that weekend, guess who's at Wrigley Field? The Pirates. So looking to go to Wrigley Field and go see the Pirates again. How about that?
Yeah, you know, if you see Skeens, you know, one thing that people are talking about with him is, you know, maybe just rear back and throw your heat a little bit more. Like he's turning himself into the man of 1,000 pitches from time to time a little bit too much, it feels like, and he's trying to diversify his arsenal. So he just got done with a real, real extended hot streak. He had been really good his last 6 outings and got those numbers down into the ones again with his ERA and had a rough one last time out. So we'll see what he does against the Cardinals, who he's pitched well against at times, but then at other times have had his number there. I think he's faced them more than anybody else already so far this in his career, and that makes sense being the division rival and all. But he always seems to pitch against the Cardinals when – the calendar rolls around for them to come up again.
Hey, last thing for you. Dave Parker, obviously, tragically passed away. He passed away at age of 74 a few days ago. Great Pirate, though, right? I mean, right around us, like I remember Dave Parker when I was growing up, but not quite to the level of maybe someone who's a little bit older than us. You and I, we're the same age. But, man, that big loss for Pittsburgh, a really great Pirate.
Yeah, you know, like Parker to me was my introduction to baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my earliest memories as a kid, you know, 5, 6 years old, the Super Bowl 14 team and the team that won the 1979 World Series. So, like, you know, the two guys that were on my wall were Bradshaw and Parker.
Yeah.
And everything with him was larger than life. And, you know, it's kind of like at 6'5", 230, he just cut the image of a badass. And that's exactly what he was. You know, The throws seemed faster. The hits seemed harder. The home runs got out of the park faster. Everything about him was, there's a mythical quality to it. You know, they wore those gold uniforms, and it was almost like you've never seen that much yellow in your life than when Dave Parker got in the batter's box. He was exactly the embodiment of that team. Like, he was the intimidation factor, and Stargell by that stage of his career was sort of the fun factor of we are a family. And it's not surprising that when folks are a little bit younger that didn't live through that era talk about that era, those are the two names they come up with, not just because of who they were statistically and how good they were, but they were the embodiment and the representation of that team. And that was a gut punch. You're like, you know, he was my baseball idol as a kid. And, you know, then when we were in college and the Pirates were really good then in the 90s, it was the Bonilla, Van Slyke, Bonds teams. But I always think you need a good team and a great player to idolize when you're really formative and just a kid and picking up a glove for the first time. And then you need a team and a player that's really good when you understand the game and you start to see what the players are doing when you're a teenager. And I was pretty lucky in that regard because I had the Parker Stargell kid teams when I was a kid. And then when I was, you know, 17, 18, high schooler going into college, I had those great teams in the 90s to watch too. And after that, it's been garbage. But hey, what are you going to do?
I love it. Hey, man, congratulations to you one more time. And I'm glad you enjoyed Italy. Glad you're back now in time for training camp to kick off. And it's right around the corner. And I'm sure we're going to be talking down the road. I appreciate your time today, buddy.
You got it, man. Good to catch up with you again. And let's talk soon.
You got it. Tim Benz right there. Really good guy. And covered all things Pittsburgh. That was interesting. We got the news of the another Dolphins trade while we were just on the air. And it's Darren Waller. That's right. The former Pro Bowl tight end of the Raiders, Darren Waller, who went to the Giants and then retired, is coming out of retirement. A trade. The Dolphins are apparently sending a conditional sixth round pick, is the way it looks, to the Giants for a 2027 seventh round pick and Darren Waller. He will then sign a deal worth up to $5 million with the Dolphins. Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. If anything else is on your mind, feel free to call 803-0550. Hey, we're a half hour from NHL free agency. I guess we should turn a page to that a little bit here. But we don't really have anything on the Sabres other than maybe Alex Lyon, reportedly the Sabres being in the mix to sign him and will sign him. So we'll get to that. And really, really big NBA news that just came down a little while ago that I'll get to. And Derek Kramer has his arm in a sling. I had no idea. I got to find out what's going on here. I got maybe Derek can join me here in studio and can tell me what's happening. It had to be 11-day power play related. I'm just going to guess. It had to be 11-day power play related. Anyway, a lot going on here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here from our Just Call Jed studios at our Amherst studios in Buffalo and Amherst.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.